We were not the railway children to begin with, just ordinary suburban children. Then, quite suddenly, there was that dreadful night when Father went away, with no explanation at all. And after that, everything changed for us. E. Nesbitt's story of the railway children, dramatized in four parts by Marcy Kahan. Part two. After Father went away, we went with Mother to live in the country near the railway.
There were no cabs, or buses, or motor cars.
The only things that went by were the trains.
We called the 9:15 to London the Green Dragon.
10:07 to Scotland was the Worm of Wantley.
And the Midnight Town Express we called the Fearsome Fly-by-Night.
It was by the Green Dragon that the old gentleman travelled.
The Green Dragon in the distance!
5 1/4 minutes late!
The Green Dragon's going where Father is!
You don't know that, Phyllis.
If it were a dragon, we could stop it and ask it to take our love to Father.
Dragons don't carry people's love.
Yes, they do, if you tame them thoroughly first.
I wonder why Father never writes to us.
Mother says he's too busy. But he'll write soon, she says.
I know! Let's all wave to the Green Dragon as it goes by. If it's a magic dragon, he will understand and take our loves to Father.
Take our love to Father!
Look! Someone's waving back!
He's in the first class carriage!
He's waving his newspaper!
Such sweet-looking children.
Are you acquainted with them?
Never seen them before. But it seems rude not to wave back.
After that, every morning at 9:15, we would wave to the old gentleman. And he would always wave back.
Then Perks the porter would tell us about the railway.
Everything on the railway has a special name. Those things that hook the carriages together are called couplings.
What about those great serpents that hang over the couplings?
Couplings, Phil.
You mean the pipes? If you could get a hold of one of them when the train's going and pull them apart, she'd stop dead off with a jerk.
Who's she?
The train, of course. And you know the red handle in the carriages where it says on it, £5 fine for improper use? If you was to improperly use that, the train would stop.
What if you used it properly?
It'd stop just the same. There was an old lady once. Someone kidded her on it was a refreshment room bell, and she used it improper. When the guard came along, she says, "Oh, please, mister, I'll take a glass of stout and a Bass bun."
Oh, what did the guard say to the old lady?
I don't know. But I'll lay she didn't forget it in a hurry, whatever.